The other day in an airplane, I was having a chat with a woman sitting beside me about guns. And I said, hey, finally, I said, I will turn all of my guns in to help stop violence, gun violence, if you'll hand in all your credit cards to stop fraud. What do you think about that? She didn't like it very much. Now jumping over to Canada, they want more gun control, I guess. I mean, why? The criminals are not impacted by this in any way. All of the rules that they always try to bring in only impact the good guys, right? Use me as an example. I have a gun license. I have a background check done on me every day in Canada. And now, if it's actually passed, this bill is called C-71, which in all likelihood it will be because the commies have a majority in the House, it will mean that I can't take my firearm or any gun any longer down to a gunsmith, okay? I can't fix my own gun, so I have to take it to somebody else. Well, what do? I can't get a permit any longer, and I can't go to gun shows with firearms. I can't go to the border. It's pretty bizarre, but I will share this with you with regard to gun control. I just bought this little baby the other day. It just arrived at my ranch, and what do you think about that? A great big cannon. So much for gun control. Hey, I brought it up in South Dakota. It's a great piece. I think I'm going to aim it at City Hall or maybe Ottawa and give them a little shot. What do you think about that? I agree with anti-gun people, you know, oddly enough, and all those people who oppose guns. I've been thinking about this, and I got to kind of roll over to their side. They have rights. Their voices must be heard. So, you know what? I say then, or therefore, that they have the right to not own a gun. That kind of sounds right to me. All these commie people, they make me crazy. Recently, I saw a woman again on another airplane, and we were talking about murders in Canada and in the United States and guns and how bad they are. Of course, that was her saying that, and I was on the opposite side. And I showed her the newspaper that I was reading on the plane and said, hey, look here, gun control in England, it's a big deal. Nobody has a gun there anymore except the bad guys, right? Even police don't have guns. And now there are more murders, more homicides in London than there are in New York City with knives because the bad guys are still shooting people as well, but knives are easier to get and you can conceal them a little bit better and easier and they're not stabbing people. And you know what she said? Nobody should have a big magazine. I said, what? If we're talking about gun control in London, she didn't get it. The fake news, they have won. I mean, everyone is so brainwashed. She could only focus on what she's been told. And I said, hold it. Let's go back here. Focus with me. Pay attention. More murders now in London, England, than New York City, and they have gun control. Do you get it? She didn't get it. Wow, we got a lot of work to do. We be in the right, people with a mind. We have a lot of work to do. Fake news, they're winning. I can't say it enough. We need to win. How do we do that? We gotta win with women because women, more than men, are saying silly things like that. We gotta come up with a way to get to them. Democrats, liberals, recently they said in the US of A that we need to take the age limit from 18 to 21 because of the mass murders that have been going on. Really? I mean, typical liberal thinking. They can't think. They're dumb as rocks. Have a look at the chart beside me. Here's a photo. Here's a chart, I should say, of all the bad guys who have killed good people, right? Mass murderers. Here's their ages. 64, 39, 26, 22, 25, 35, 23, 29, 41, and so on. There's nobody 18. There's one person underage, and he's 20, okay? And he used his mother's gun. I mean, really? You're going to take the age from 18 to 21? That's not a fix. It's a bit of a protest. It's a bit of a noisy kind of thing to go with your case, you know, if you're a liberal whack, but it ain't true and it shouldn't mean anything because it doesn't mean anything. A group of students recently at Central Florida High School walked out of class in support to protest, but in support of the Second Amendment. Thank goodness. Schools are working, doing the job somewhere. Must be some smart people. Good for them because it's time. People need to stand up for the rights, and students, some of them are actually getting it. Y'all come back tomorrow. I have one more piece of news here, but this will get my blood pressure going, and this is something I'm going to save for later. This is all about liberal, commie people. Hey, y'all come back. See ya.